Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. The Homer Foundation will hold its annual meeting on Thursday, October 22nd at 5 p.m. at Kenai Peninsula College. The event is open to the community and will include updates about local grantmaking and partnerships across the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Details about the meeting are available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
Good morning, I'm Simon Lopez, and this is KBBI's Morning News for Wednesday, September 9th, 2026. Kenai Peninsula voters will decide whether to limit how long school board members can stay in office. That's after borough assembly members voted to put the question on the ballot for the upcoming municipal election. Currently, Kenai Peninsula school board members can serve an unlimited number of three-year terms. That's compared to borough assembly members and the borough mayor, who are each limited to two consecutive full terms. Assemblymember Dale Eicher proposed the term limits, saying incumbents bring an advantage with them into each election cycle.
We talk about elections as though an incumbent and a challenger simply put their names on the ballot and the voters choose between them on equal terms. But research and studies show us that that's not exactly how elections typically work.
Eicher is running unopposed for re-election this year. Kenai Peninsula residents have mulled this topic for almost 20 years. In 2007, voters passed a ballot proposition imposing term limits on school board members. A Superior Court judge determined the ballot proposition was invalid, and the Alaska Supreme Court affirmed that ruling. Both courts said state law didn't allow local governments to impose term limits on school board members. But that changed this year after state lawmakers passed a bill giving local governments that authority. Tyson Cox asked assembly members to postpone action on the proposal. He's a former assembly vice president who says the group should be more intentional about what they hope to achieve by seeking term limits for the school board.
Do you want new ideas, new candidates? Do you want voter choice, incumbent accountability, institutional knowledge and continuity, healthy turnover rather than maximum turnover? Term limit policy should be designed around those outcomes, not simply copied from the assembly's term limit policy.
Cox says school board races are frequently uncontested and that voters are capable of deciding whether to keep a candidate in office or not. In a typical election cycle, three school board seats appear on the borough ballot. This year, two of the three races are uncontested. Over the last 2 years, half of the open school board seats went uncontested. Sarge Truesdell represents Soldotna on the borough assembly. He's a former principal of Soldotna High School whose mom has served on the school board for almost 7 years. He says term limits will enable effective community representation on the school board.
I think our school board has a lot of former school teachers on it who understand how schools operate and maybe have a degree in teaching and really understand depth of knowledge for school district policy and so on, but they're not necessarily the voice of the community.
The assembly voted unanimously to put the term limit question before voters and then in favor of the ballot language. By the time the proposal went for a final vote Tuesday, it picked up three other co-sponsors. Election day is November 3rd. The deadline to register to vote or update registration information is October 4th. More than a dozen people have filed to run for local office this year. August 31st was the filing deadline for candidates interested in running for seats on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly and School Board. This is the first year Peninsula voters will cast ballots in November rather than October. Last year, voters supported a proposition aligning local and state election days. Incumbent Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki is running unopposed for re-election. He took over the borough's top job during a special mayoral election in 2023 and was elected for a full term later that year. In both instances, Michicki received more than 50% of votes cast, meaning the race did not advance to a runoff election. Borough code requires mayors to be elected with a simple majority. Because he's running unopposed this year, the borough will not hold a runoff election. It's another unusually busy election year for the borough assembly. 5 seats will go before voters instead of the usual 3 for the second year in a row. Up in the regular cycle are the assembly's District 2, Kenai, District 5, Sterling Funny River, and District 8, the Homer seats. The candidates elected to those seats will serve full 3-year terms. Incumbent candidates Ryan Tunseth and Dale Eicher are running unopposed for re-election to the districts Kenai and Sterling Funny River seats, respectively. Kelly Cooper is not running for re-election to the Assembly's Homer seat. 3 others have filed to run for the seat, including Theo Numa, Larry Anthony, and Matt Bullard. Several familiar faces are leaving the school board. None of the 3 incumbents are running for re-election. All 3 seats are for full 3-year terms. John Watson and Laura Reiner are vying to replace Penny Vadla for the board's District 4 seat. Vadla has served on the board for almost 2 decades. Todd Brigham is running to replace Jason Torianen on the board's Nikiski seat. Torianen currently serves as board president and was first elected in 2017. Charlie Redfern is running to replace Deanne Maker, who was elected in 2023. Election day is November 3rd, and the voter registration deadline is October 4th. Absentee in-person voting starts October 19th. And that's it for this morning's news. You're listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward, through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Tune in for the coffee table this morning at 9 a.m. Guests from the local Veterans for Peace chapter and faith leaders will talk about their upcoming event at WKFL Park for International Day of Peace. Call 907-235-7721 with questions or email simon@kbbi.org. That's at 9 a.m. this morning on KBBI. Listening. Good morning.